The ball's going to be put over on the serve by Torlein as Humboldt State on the attack. Owen puts it down, and she's eventually going to get the kill. Good attempt by McCollum to try to get it, but again, the downward angle was so strong. She tried to get it to Caitlin Christner, but couldn't get any height on it, and Christner barely could just kind of pump it with her fists, and it's a point for Humboldt State.
She was able to get it up, and everybody else was standing on their heels.
So 15-14, San Bernardino leading over Humboldt, and Kelsey Renshaw, the person you want serving in the biggest situations, back there now. And 21 aces on the season. It puts it over. It's going to be received by Ortega, set up by Lacera, and blocked nicely by Owen. It might have gone out of bounds, but San Bernardino doesn't take any chances, and it's going to be put over by Solis. Humboldt State on the attack. Owen puts it down, and just out of bounds, however, just out of bounds. So it goes just past the far sideline, not more than a couple inches. So 16-14. McIntosh, Brenda McIntosh out of Yorba Linda, Esperanza High School, to put over the serve. She does. Dunaway on the attack. It's blocked, but lands nowhere where any of the Coyotes were.
Great improv from Caitlin Dunaway right there in the backcourt.
And it's now 16-15 in favor of San Bernardino, but they haven't gotten anywhere past 4 or 5 point lead, have the Coyotes. Humboldt State, again, matching them point for point for the most part. San Bernardino on the attack. Humboldt State handles it. Owen now on the attack and puts it over. McCullough digs it out. Lacera up for May, and it's dug out by Biles. Dunaway on the attack, and it's going to land, actually be handled by Humboldt State on their own side of the net. Dunaway now puts it over. Lacera over to McCullough, trying to set up for Solis, and it's blocked by Booley, and the ball is going to hang around the top of the net, and Booley takes care of that by slamming it down with her two hands.
Yeah, you can't cross over the top of the net, no matter what. You
and
can
that's
go
what
straight
they...
up, but you can't reach over the net to push the ball down.
So they had to give the point to San Bernardino because of that.
Right, and she actually didn't even have to do that. It wasn't going to go over the net. It was just going to hit the net, and she reached all the way over and slammed it down. Waste of a point San Bernardino.
Booley, first-year player out of American River College from Sacramento. Booley on the attack again. McCall is going to dig it out. Lacera setting up for May, and May's going to get the kill. And it's now 18-15 in favor of San Bernardino.
Tori May out of Colorado State University, 6'4". Some height on Tori May.
Now this team definitely has some height on it and really have some great net presence. Ball is put over by San Bernardino. And Ashley Owen not letting that opportunity pass up, but she slams that one down. And it's now 18-16, San Bernardino over Humboldt.
Ashley Owen showing her height there at 6'3". Beautiful strike.
So 18-16. And Ashley Owen with 5 kills so far tonight. Service put over, McCullough receives it, and it's going to be in the net over on the Humboldt side. Humboldt handles it, and Riffolato trying to put it on that corner. It's going to be just out of bounds, just out of bounds. Jackie Bartley right there with the flag to call it. Again, maybe an inch or two. And they're going to say deflected by San Bernardino. So they're going to say San Bernardino deflected it, and Humboldt State gets the point, 18-17.
San Bernardino coach not too happy about that call.
Kim Chernis, she's been there before, though. She's had a lot of success. Ortega had received the serve from Humboldt State and an attack, and they're going to give it a point to San Bernardino. I didn't see what happened there.
Now they're calling that Humboldt went and fell into the net, so therefore it's San Bernardino's point, but it was actually a makeup call, you know. Bad call on the play before, so they wanted to make it up.
Okay,
by
I see. It's like, hey, evening
balance
things out.
Right, which you're not supposed to do.
19-17 is San Bernardino's lead. Received by Renshaw, set up by Mitchell, and a little nice tip over by Booley, and saw exactly what that San Bernardino defense was, and instead with the power, kind of faked the power, instead just gave a little tip with their finger.
They all got caught on their heels. They should have been on their toes prepared for that, and they didn't see that one coming.
So 19-18, San Bernardino leads. Humboldt State shooting themselves in the foot a few times, otherwise they might very well have the lead. Dunaway on the service, puts it over. It's going to be received by Solis. And nice job by Simone Hayden to beat Hannah Lacera to the ball on top of the net, this time without crossing over, and is able to put it down. And it's a tie set now, 19-19 here in set number one.
Yeah.
The ball's going to be put over. It's going to be received by Solis, set up, and Torline puts it out of bounds, trying for the cross-court winner, but it goes out of the near sideline basket about 6 inches.
You haven't seen too much of Alexandra Torline. That's the first time we've seen her tonight, and actually, she's the lead. She leads in kills for San Bernardino with 166, which is about 42 more than HSU's leading striker.
So Kim Chernus is going to call timeout, trying to get her team back on track. And you can see it even on sets. It seems like they were making good rallies. She was still yelling things after her team, saying, you're not in the right position. You know, you got to watch them better. Looks like, at least from what we can see from Kim Chernus's standpoint, that her team is not keeping to their assignments that they're supposed to.
Right. They're not playing up to par, I think, of how they usually probably play. She seems very frustrated and upset with her team, as well as the refs tonight. We've had a